Let's get through to business now. Giles Beckford.
Thank you, Corin Atamare. The Governor of the Reserve Bank says lower interest rates are getting closer. In a special interview with RNZ Business, Adrian Orr says the economy continues to track close to the bank's expectations, including that larger-than-expected contraction in the economy that was released last week. He says the conditions to allow rate cuts are becoming more apparent.
Aggregate demand is slowing, core inflation and pressures are coming off, and inflation expectations are coming back to target. So we hope that we can see low and stable inflation on the horizon again, and that would mean more normalised interest rates on the horizon.
Meanwhile, Adrian Orr isn't convinced by the Commerce Commission's prescription of easier regulation of the banking sector to bring needed competition to it. The Commission's draft report last week pointed to tight banking rules as one factor obstructing competition and innovation. But Adrian Orr says easing the rules could be counterproductive.
Burst out. What we're really interested in is open banking. I think that is critical to competition, people being able to take their bank number wherever they like and more smoothly shift between bank services and allow fintech in there, as well as the ownership structure and disincentives to innovate in our payment and settlement systems. Those are the two big game changers.
That's Governor of the Reserve Bank, Adrian Orr. An economist says the government faces a delicate balancing act to achieve its tax cuts after the budget policy statement yesterday revealed a markedly weaker economic and fiscal outlook. Government will set itself an unspecified smaller budget operating allowance, while the Treasury forecasts a much slower economic growth, resulting in possibly a $14 billion reduction in income tax over the next 5 years. The government expects no operating surplus until 2028 at the earliest. That's a year later than forecast, although it's talking of lower debt levels. ASB Chief Economist Nick Tuffley says the cupboard is looking pretty bare.
The revenue growth will be slower, so that means if you are going to do tax cuts, you know, you're going to have to work that much harder to find savings out of the existing sort of spending that has been planned. Or you need to just trim back the size of those tax cuts.
That's Nick Tuffley from ASB Bank. The price gap between new and existing dwellings is forecast to narrow as tax rules become less favourable for new developments. Property research firm CoreLogic says new builds are about 6% more expensive than existing properties on average, but they've been cheaper in the past. New builds have benefited from looser bank lending restrictions, a shorter bright line test and tax breaks. CoreLogic's property chief economist, Kelvin Davidson, says those advantages look set to fade.
Certainly at the moment, we know from a wider perspective that the construction sector is slowing. And I think that's due to any number of factors. I mean, one in particular is simply high mortgage rates. It's expensive for developers to finance these projects at the moment and expensive for people to take on a new build project.
But Kelvin Davidson says any fall in new build developments will make it harder to house a growing population, as well as keep a lid on unaffordable pricing. Let's have a quick scamper through the markets. Wall Street is positive, waiting out for US inflation numbers in the next day or two. At the moment, the Dow Jones average up 0.6%, the S&P 500 up 0.3%, and the NASDAQ up 0.1%. The local top 50 index fell 21 points yesterday. It's just sitting above the 12,000 level. The New Zealand dollar trading just below 60 US cents, 91.9 Australian, 47.5 pence, 55.4 euro cents, 90.7 yen, and 4.33 yuan. Brent crude oil is a touch lower at $85.70 US a barrel. Gold is up $13 at $2,192 US dollars an ounce.